LGBTQ human rights campaign shuns Netflix over Dave Chappelle special after helping Andrew Cuomo smear a user. By David Ng on January 28, 2022. The LGBTQ human rights campaign is punishing Netflix for its handling of Dave Chappelle's The Closer by taking away the streamer's Best Places to Work distinction in its annual ratings of companies. In its announcement, the activist group accused Netflix of actually harming its transgender employees by streaming the stand-up comedy special. HRC's decision comes after it was revealed that the organization's now former president helped disgraced former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., discredit one of his alleged sexual assault victims. In its annual corporate survey released this week, the HRC said it won't be rewarding Netflix with a Best Places to Work distinction this year as it has in the past. The group also declined to give Netflix a Corporate Equality Index score, which rates a company based on its adherence to the LGBTQIA+ agenda. The HRC cited the harm experienced by transgender workers at Netflix as a result of the company's handling of the release of The Closer. The group didn't elaborate on the alleged harm experienced by those workers. Chappelle's The Closer has enraged LGBTQ activists and their allies in the media for its jokes about transgender genitalia and the mafia tactics of the powerful gay lobby. The comedian also declared his belief in biological gender, which the left is trying to dismantle. Watch below, warning, graphic language. Netflix employees staged a walkout in October to protest the show, claiming it has caused actual harm to the trans community. So far, Netflix has refused to bow to pressure to remove the show from its streaming platform. The HRC said it is in talks with Netflix over the issue of workplace equality and inclusion. HRC and Netflix are having productive conversations about steps the company could take to demonstrate it is acting in a manner consistent with the values of workplace equality and inclusion and to improve trust among their employees and the public, the group said. The HRC said it has taken similar steps against Activision Blizzard, after the video game giant was accused of deadnaming transgender employees, which is the act of using an individual's legal name prior to gender transitioning. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.